Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's getting to be that time of the year. Time to have the old talk with your kids as they get older, because your kids, while they're learning about stuff, they're also figuring out some stuff is on the internet. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that conversation can be a little bit awkward to broach, but don't worry. We're here to help.
Oh, good.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So this comes to us from The Guardian, from Jess Melendez, and it says, parents, don't panic over porn. Here's how to an age-appropriate and shame-free talk with your kids.
You like boobies too, brother?
Pretty much. So there's just, it's a handful of things that they go through, because if you want to broach that subject with your children, there's a handful of things to consider. They say, first, to set the stage. Set the stage for yourself. If you start from fear, oh no, my child might see this terrible thing, the conversation will probably be shut down quickly. But if you ground yourself, it changes everything. Think about the bigger picture. Pornography is not going away. Equipping your child to understand what they see, to ask questions, is far more effective than pretending it doesn't even exist.
I'm talking to my daughter about this tonight.
All right, yeah, just sit her down.
Yeah, I am.
One day you're going to find pornography.
Dad, I'm 26. What kinds of questions do they think your kid wants to ask you about porn?
Yeah.
It's like, brother, that tingle you get, trust me, it's a very personal thing. Let me show you what your mom likes.
Start with your values. Exactly, Miles. Before talking about porn, take a moment to reflect on what you do want your child to know about sex and relationships. Do you want them to value consent? To understand that intimacy is about connection, not just performance? To know that their bodies deserve care and dignity? That's part of the problem with porn, is that it's... Sex is a great connection between two people. It's like, but we've lost it in this like performative thing. Like, all right, now that I know what sex is, let's get after it. Like, it's nothing like this.
Consent is everything. After that, whatever you guys consent to is your own business.
Yes.
And I don't want to know.
And I can imagine in the younger generation, because they have so much access to it, like, it was tougher for us. But like, I mean, I still have friends where it's like, that is not real life.
No,
right. Not everybody looks like that. Like, her body doesn't look like that. Yours certainly doesn't. And some of those positions.
Damn, yours certainly doesn't. Damn, Ted. Okay.
Jesus.
Knock him down a couple notches, bro. Just have the conversation.
And not everybody's down for that.
Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike Jackson, who's watching our new YouTube channel.
Yes.
At KISW Rock, says, the fecal transplant, doctors actually shove the feces down a tube down your throat and into your stomach. I'm not kidding.
Okay. Well, it bypasses all the taste receptors.
And then you...
Then you pass it.
Okay.
Okay, I like it.
But a burp would be terrible.
Back to porn.
Some more talk of porn. They'd say to explain what porn is and what it isn't, as Ted was saying there. There's a wide spectrum of adult content, including work that is ethical and respectful, but most of what young people stumble across online is not that. It's mainstream porn, which often misrepresents sex and relationships. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Because they're interested in me.
In that sense, I would say it like, look, man... You know how, like, Deadpool's super cool, but no one's actually like that?
Correct.
It's kind of the same. This is the world of make-believe. Right. And if you're lucky, you will experience what they're experiencing, but you won't.
Correct.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They also say to keep it open and shame-free. Many parents worry, if I talk about porn, won't it make my child want to watch it? Talking about porn doesn't spark curiosity, it builds critical thinking. Kids are already exposed to sexual content through media, jokes, and the internet. I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
If my mom talked to me about porn when I was a kid, the last thing I'd want to do is deal with porn, because I don't want to think of my mother.
Right.
When I'm looking at porn. Like, if you want to prevent your kid from watching porn, talk to them about porn.
Right. Tell them that you've got a video out there that they might stumble across.
I'd like to watch this with you. Like, trust me. They'll be like,
God, that would be it, though.
Yes.
You sit there and just watch it through, like, okay, and then here is when we'd go into the... You just have an anatomy lesson like these are.
And what she's doing now. Right.
Son, if you like pogs, none of the fellas going to look like you. We just got to get used to it.
Hey. Oh, jeez. Practical conversation starters. Many parents just want to know what to say. We do have the ways to start the conversation depending on your child's age, plus how to gauge where they're at. They start with warming it up with a temperature check.
Oh.
Snap. Ask your child what they already know or have heard. Have you ever seen something online that made you feel weird or uncomfortable? Why is it always weird and uncomfortable? I'm rather comfortable.
They're not
gonna
tell you about that.
No.
They are not gonna tell you about that.
You ever gotten a funny feeling, Sean?
I wouldn't tell you about that now.
No.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of things locked in there that's like, you don't get to know that's what I'm into.
Keep it to yourself.
That's right.
My thoughts, yes.
Hey, Dad, this one's got a chair at the foot of the bed like your room. What's this mean?
What is this for?
Mom does have a lot of friends.
Is that woman going to jail?
I want to deliver pizzas when I get older.
Can I get a white van, $500?
Well, I'm a captain of a boat now.
That's right. Tailor your response. Sometimes younger tweens, 10 to 12, sometimes kids see things online that aren't made for them, like pornography. It might show people's bodies and sexual stuff, but not what real relationships look like. If you ever see something that makes you uncomfortable, you can tell me. As far as the teenagers, you might hear about porn from friends or even see it for yourself. Just so you know, it's made to be entertainment, not education. I'm entertained.
Real sex for the entertainment.
Real sex involves communication, consent, and care.
You want to ruin it for him? If I were to like boss my son, be like, I do that with your mom. He would shut that computer down in a heartbeat.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I don't like it.
Right, but nobody watches porn to watch an argue couple or couple argue.
No.
Like I mean, that's just normal part of being in a relationship. Like, oh, this one's great. Just like, oh.
Well, what if it was called makeup sex? They have like little scenes that are.
Right.
I'm tired of you.
What if there was a practical porn channel that was just 20 minutes of the guy being like, come on, baby, it's my birthday.
Come on, you said you would.
Right, come on. I'm already halfway ready to go.
Right.
I took my last Viagra.
This is the part where she said she has a headache.
Right. Hit pause. Okay, that's now right. Your mom would say her head is killing her.
That's right. So now what does he do here? Does he keep begging or does he start massaging the shoulders?
That's why on your birthday, you go up to her with a glass of water and 3 Advil, and you go, this is for your headache, and she says, right. I don't have a headache, and you go, cool.
All right. Preloading the gun.
Exactly.
Well done, Miles.
Then.
Liar. Oh, for any age, they say, I know this can feel awkward, but I'd rather we talk about it together than leave you to figure it out alone. Don't worry. They'll figure it out.
Because I want you to feel more awkward.
Right.
In fact, I want you to remember this moment for the rest of your life because this is god awful for you.
Right.
It's also good to why you have such sex education in schools.
Yes.
Because I remember me and my friends and just the misknowledge was unreal.
Yeah.
All the things you don't. My daughter, she did sex ed 2-3 years ago, and I knew it, you know, and it's fine. And she was appalled and all the things you'd expect them to be because sex ed, they just explain clinically what it is. They do not make it sound fun, right? So the thing is that my daughter goes over to a friend's house. This friend of hers has 3 younger siblings. So by the time I got there to pick her up, the mom's like, and your daughter explained sex ed to all the kids.
Oh.
And they're sitting around the dining room table. I'll say the youngest is like 7 at the time. He just looked
disturbed. He's terrified.
Yeah. So I had to tell my daughter, like, hey, he's not in the grade you are, man.
It's also a little bit more important for females based on what they're going through.
Yes.
And then I'll leave you with this final bit that they talk about when it comes to parents talking to their kids about porn. Their final thought? You don't need to know everything. Here's a secret most kids wish their parents knew. What they want is reassurance, honesty, and openness, saying, I don't know, but I'll find out. Models lifelong learning and lets your child know that questions are safe in your home. Talking about porn may never feel comfortable, but that's okay. Also, they're going to do what they're going to do.
They're going to do what they're going to do.
It's not real life. It is not real scenarios at all.
We all figured it out.
That's right. We all did. We all found the way.
Yes.
It's okay. Don't worry. Hang in there.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.